You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still ahead, Dave and Tom continue their weekly in-depth study of the doctrine of salvation. Please stay with us. Now, contending for the faith. In this regular feature, Dave and Tom respond to questions from listeners and readers of the Berean Call. Here's this week's question. Dear Tom and Dave, as a new Christian, I seem to be at a point where all the new knowledge I have is creating a bit of confusion. For example, how does grace relate to works? On the one hand, I know that I am saved by grace and not by works. But on the other hand, it seems to me that the good works I am to do, regarding Ephesians 2:10, can only be done by grace. Yet Paul says in Romans 11:6, "And if by grace, then is it no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then is it no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work." Can you help me out here?
Dave, coming out of Roman Catholicism, this was always confusing for me. Mm-hmm. And I have noticed as I've listened to and been involved in debates with Roman Catholics that this is still an issue I would say is confusing mm-hmm. for the church.
Well, let's quote that scripture that whoever this was referring to, Ephesians 2:8, 9, and 10, "For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it, that is salvation, is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And then it says this. This is what the person referred to.
In verse 10.
"For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them." Okay? Mm-hmm. So, you only do the good works after you get saved. That's clear. Salvation is a gift. It's not by works. But we have become new creatures in Christ, through faith in Christ, and now God expects us to live in a certain way. For example, in Philippians 2, verse 12 and 13, it says, "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God that worketh in you." It doesn't say work for your salvation. You can't do good works until you've been saved, right? Mm-hmm. We're created in Christ Jesus unto good works. But now I'm supposed to, this salvation that he has put in me, the Holy Spirit, Christ living in me, now I'm to work this out. It is to express itself in my life. Now, Paul, for example, I like the way he says it in Colossians chapter 1, verses 28 and 29. He says, "Whom we preach," talking about Christ in you, verse 27, "the hope of glory." This is, you have to have Christ in you now. This is not an unsaved person. This is not someone who doesn't know Christ, who's working for his salvation. That's quite clear. "Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus." And then he says this, "Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily." So, it's like, it's God that works in you, creating Christ Jesus unto good works. But Paul says, you don't just float on a pink miracle cloud. You don't just relax and now God does everything. We are not robots, puppets on a string. So we are expected to cooperate with God. "I give everything I've got," says Paul, "to be what God wants me to be, to live the life he wants me to live." Now, he empowers me. So it's by his grace. It's not by my works alone. I can't do it without... Look, I can't even draw a breath without mm-hmm. God's mercy and his grace.
But we're making a distinction here. Paul is not talking about salvation.
Right.
In other words, your eternal destiny.
Absolutely.
Eternal life that you have in Christ. You can't do anything for that mm-hmm. by grace. Well, it says, "By grace are you saved."
Well, but we don't save ourselves. We do nothing to save ourselves.
Right.
This is a gift, it says. This is the gift of God. Mm-hmm. A gift, all you can do is receive it. But now we are to live a different life. If Christ is my life, Paul says in Galatians 2:20, "I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Mm-hmm. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me." Now, the life that I'm living, I'm living by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. But that doesn't mean that I'm just passive in this.
Mm-hmm.
He speaks of being workers together with God. Okay? It is God that worketh in you to will and to do his good pleasure, but work out your own salvation. Work out in your life what God wants to work out through you. I think it's pretty clear. Tom?
Well, what makes it confusing, Dave, is, again, the apologists, the Roman Catholic apologists that you've debated, numbers of them, they keep coming back to this. Yes, we believe that we're saved by grace. God gives us the grace to do the works for our salvation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's, Tom, I think we showed it from the Scriptures very clearly. You don't do any works for your salvation. By grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works. So when it comes to salvation, it specifically says salvation is not of works, and God does not give us the grace to do the works for our salvation. Christ did the work. He lived the perfect sinless life. He died for our sins on the cross. He paid the penalty. And as he gave his spirit into his Father's hands, he said, Tetelestai, it is finished. Then the work of our salvation was completed on the cross. That's one of the problems with the liturgy. Vatican II, for example, begins like this. Page 1 says, it is through the sacred liturgy, especially in the sacrifice of the Eucharist, that the work of our redemption is accomplished. It's being accomplished. No, it was accomplished on the cross. It's a finished work. But now we work for him because he has saved us out of love and grace for his gift of salvation.